Hello and welcome. I'm going to discuss what is the greatest piece of music composed by a woman in the whole of human history. Now, this topic, which I proposed to October 2018, doesn't come up in a vacuum. You see, there's a huge discussion going on in the world of classical music about why women composers are so unrepresented. For example, if you go through the repertoire in any of the major opera houses in the world to see what proportion of the composers are women, you'll be lucky to come up with anything higher than about 2%. And this is, you could say, shocking. How many symphonies composed by women have been performed by the Berlin by all of the great orchestras in the world? They're in the world of classical music. There is so little representation of music written by women that it's amazing that people like women at all in the world of classical music. And yet we all know sopranos, mezzos, contraltos, everybody loves women singers. Everybody loves women singers in the world of classical music. Everybody loves women female composers, performers. But this is quite different from the situation that exists if I said to you, who are the greatest female singer-songwriters of all time? Who are they? Who would come into your mind? What about Joni Mitchell? What about Taylor Swift? What about Carole King? What about Stevie Nicks? What about Patti Smith, Kate Bush, Janis Joplin, Mariah Carey, Dolly Parton, and Hayley Williams? They're 10 people, and we could go on about Amy Winehouse. I expect some of you think that Joan Baez should even figure up there, and never mind. There are huge numbers of wonderful women singing songwriters. And I'd include Lauren Iroh in there as well. Anyway, you don't need me to tell you what's the greatest piece of music composed by a woman. What? Because there are so many great women who have composed in all genre except classical music. But what this whole topic led me to do was think about, well, okay, what is the greatest piece of classical music composed by a woman? And that is where it gets very, very interesting. There are some composers, female composers, who you may never have heard about. And this is my area, I have to say, that classical music is more my area than other areas. So let me just say, what about Clara Schumann? Now, the interesting thing about Clara Schumann is that she married a guy called, well, her name wasn't Schumann, but Clara married Robert Schumann. And Clara was a very accomplished performer and composer. And her man she married wasn't. But we all know about Robert Schumann, or people who are into classical music know about her. So somehow or other, women have not been treated well in the area of classical music. Judith Weir is an opera composer, and she's living today. Her operas are hardly ever performed. The way back in When was it? Back in about, let me just check. I need to check on something here. In 1625 in Florence, an opera by Francesca Cacchini. It might be Cassini, Cacini, called La Liberazione di Ruggiero dall'Isola d'Alcina. Anyway, don't ask me. It is the earliest surviving opera written by a woman. I have here in front of me a tiny little review of it, which says it's a dazzling virtuosic work that inhabits and transcends the early conventions of the genre. The other people, I have Ethel Smythe, or Smith, S-M-Y-T-H. A huge piece of work, first performed in Leipzig in 1906, and very much championed by Thomas Beecham. And this is a big orchestral. Well, there's also some other pieces. I think it's about 56 minutes long. Huge piece. It sounds, and I've listened to a good deal of it, it sounds a bit like Richard Wagner, Richard Strauss, and Benjamin Britten thrown in together. I would really like to play you a piece of music by a woman who I'm going to say is, this is the best piece of music written by any woman ever. And this is written by a woman who lived way, way back. I'm going to say 13th century, perhaps even earlier. So I'm just having a look for it now, because her name was Hildegard. I thought I had a reference to her here, but she's Hildegard of Brerens or something like that. And she doesn't get heard of. Now, I'm into Gregorian chant. So let me just see if I can find this woman. I'm being driven demented because I thought I had the piece of music by her, and I haven't got it as handy as I'd like. But I'm actually going to tell you about that. If you look up string quartets, you're going to find quite a few women who are writing string quartets. No problem. You're going to find women who write songs. You're going to find women who write choral music. And here is a piece of music from the person I was thinking about, Hildegard von Bingen. And here is something that I think is the greatest piece of music ever composed by a woman in the classical, Western classical genre. It's called Antiphon, O Quam Mirabilis Est. So it's in Latin. Anyway, here we go. She lived from 1098 to 1179. And I'm choosing this piece because, well, it stands for me as symbolic of the brilliance that has been neglected of female composers in classical music. And I'm certainly not going to pretend that I'm an expert on them, but I certainly think it's a pain in the neck that there aren't more performances of music written by women in opera and in other forms of classical music. This music that I'm looking forward to playing to you is coming up now. Well, that was a false start. She's German, by the way. So check her out, Hildegard von Bingen. And there's a fantastic collection of her music available on Spotify, as a matter of interest, just to let you know. I'm looking here at a 30-track introduction to her work. 30 pieces here in front of me. So there's more than enough. And on top of that, then, there are loads of other female composers. So thank you very much for this topic. What's the greatest piece of music composed by a woman ever? And by the way, I'm a huge lover of Joni Mitchell. Goodbye for now. See you again soon, I hope.